What makes a great winter kombucha? Let's find out. Crack open a kombucha and let's go, baby.
Nice. You couldn't see it, so you improvised a little.
Dude, I improvised it right off, baby.
Yep. Elijah, where are you?
Oh, you know, always somewhere out and about. But
You're not here.
Not there. A little remote action. It's been a while. I'm trying to think. The last time we did this, I think I was in Florida.
You know what?
No, Michigan.
No, you're in Michigan.
Michigan, yeah.
You're in Michigan.
Yeah, that's right.
It's all. I think it kind of is. There are three locations. There's Florida, Michigan, Indiana. It seems to be.
The empire is growing.
Yeah, that's right.
No, actually on business this time around, doing a little connect session up in kind of near my hometown, up in Lafayette, Indiana, represent and just connecting with some locally minded, shop owners and restauranteurs. Is that a word? Restauranteur? It sounds good.
It sounds
good.
Yeah,
I like it. And just seeing if any values align and seeing if we can make any partnerships up here to kind of expand some of our distribution back up here. It's kind of a little bit of a passion project because this is kind of my romping grounds in the high school years. So it's kind of cool in that regard. The town's changed. We were talking about that a little bit before we hit on the mics, that it's changed mm-hmm. for in a good direction, in the direction that you like to see things change, not the opposite. And so, right. Yeah, it's been a good day so far. A little early start, you know, that 3:50 a.m. alarm clock came a little early, but we're making do with the energy that is here.
It's not easy to put my 5 a.m. morning routine to shame. So, well done, you did it.
Well, mine looked like sitting on my butt and driving through sleet and ice, so it wasn't that exciting.
Well, yeah, we had ice coming through.
Yeah, but
you said you made it out in time. All right. So, before we get started, this is going to go live around the beginning of February. So that means we have a Patreon winner for the APAC.
Yeah. That's right, baby.
So for this month, we have our winner is Tim Regis Jr.
Tim, what up, dog? Congrats on your winning of your fresh 8-pack. You're going to reach out to Trev, and he's going to hook you up, baby.
Yep. And so maybe today's episode will encourage you to get something very specific.
Oh, I think it will. We're talking winter flavors. Yep. We got a new flavor that's going to be popping up on the list. And Tim, you're going to have first dibs. For each of you that do listen to the podcast, if you don't know, we have a Patreon, kind of a back behind the scenes where we do some extra connecting, a little bit of extra content, throw up some deals on there. And then every month we pick one lucky winner where we send a free 8-pack of our kombucha right to your doorstep. So, Tim,
absolutely,
you're the winner chicken dinner. Something like that. That's how the saying goes, right?
Oh, that is how the saying goes.
Okay.
It's a poker term. Yep.
So we appreciate the support, Tim. And
absolutely.
Hope you enjoy this 8-pack. It's coming your way.
So we did an episode about a month ago talking about what we have going on for our winter our holiday flavors that were coming out.
Yes.
But we've greatly reduced, like we've finished out a lot of those flavors, like Christmas spirits, figgy pear.
Don't make my heart sad.
I have one can saved. I have it in my fridge.
Oh, you dirty it. Dog.
You encouraged me to do it. So yeah. You told me to save it for a rainy day, and that's exactly what I'm doing. But we're keeping the cold killer We keep the cold killer through the winter, so that's good. For those that don't know, we have apple cider vinegar, lemon, activated charcoal. Is there anything else in that one?
Did you say ginger? I love how you lead with the least appetizing ingredient first.
What did I say first?
Apple cider vinegar.
The thing, Trey and I were having a conversation about this today. Our culture already kind of tastes along those lines, so you don't even really get an apple cider vinegar flavor out of the out of that kombucha.
No, it's just enough to be nutritionally significant, but it's not like. I mean, you don't even taste it.
Yep. But it is black and it is a crowd pleaser.
Oh my gosh. I mean, it has an aesthetic to it. Definitely. If you think about the cold killer, I mean, that was what you would imagine.
Exactly. But we're about to make our last round of it.
That's right.
Coming up.
It's coming up. Trebe's, he already brewed it, or he's, by the time this pops out, he'll have already brewed it. The last batch for the year.
I think he's burned it this week. This much I know.
There we go.
So get it while you can, people.
That's right.
But we are introducing a new winter flavor.
Yes, we are. It was time. We kind of went back to the drawing board. What was it? A week? Two weeks? 1 week? Something like that.
Last week.
Last week went to the
drawing. It was quick. It's a quick turnaround.
Yeah, baby. That's what we're about. We kind of went back to the drawing board, had an initial idea, and it definitely changed, but I would definitely say for the better.
Yes, absolutely. So you want to tell people what it is,
yeah,
first and foremost?
So we're releasing our Winter Sunrise flavor, which, I'll just say the initial ingredients. We'll go back to kind of the process that it came, but it's going to be crafted with some winter citrus, which would be fresh lemons and fresh oranges pressed in-house, some fresh pressed ginger done in-house, and a touch of vanilla to mold the two flavors together.
Yeah. Mm. Absolutely. So when you first brought the name, I was kind of amused because I immediately thought of winter solstice versus winter sunrise.
That would be a
and
typical,
I'm just curious.
Go ahead.
No, you're right. That would be a typical kombucha. But also, when Trey and I were working the coffee shop together, there was a coffee that we ordered that was called winter solstice. So that's immediately where my brain goes just because of that branding. But I wonder how many people you think are going to accidentally call it winter solstice when they come and order it.
At least 9 out of 10. Here.
Yeah.
At least 9 out of 10.
Did that cross your mind at all? Or
yeah.
What did you think about
it?
That?
Definitely, you know, I mean, it's like one of the reasons for not naming it that would be because there's already 1,000 other kombuchas that are named that, along with 1,000 other products in general that are going to go for that, which, you know, tip of the hat to them. That's fine. I understand they're correlating it with the season and, you know, everything. That's great. But, I wanted something that spoke to the fresh citrus that is in this one that really pops out of this flavor without saying citrus, because again, that's a word that everyone uses. And so just that sunrise concept just speaks to, you know, like those nice orange and yellow tones you get from a natural sunrise, and how, yeah, just thought it was a cool name. So that's kind of where it came from. And the winter, you know, kind of brings in a little bit of that ginger. The vanilla is the twist, I would say, on it, but a hopefully, which in my opinion, very unexpected, but pleasant twist on the creation.
Trey and I canned it up today, but you said you were going to make sure to bring some with you. Did you end up doing that?
No, I did not.
Were you able to bring some?
I did not, unfortunately.
Oh, man. So I'm over here enjoying this wonderful beverage, and you're just having to
I'm
talk
just having
about
to
it without tasting
go off
it.
Memory from yesterday of consuming a couple of glasses, let's say.
Yeah, I think it's good enough to be memorable. So this shouldn't be too hard for you.
Oh man, it's go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Well, we had kind of started in the initial concept with wanting to do a citrus hops New Year's type flavor. And we have another release that's going to be coming into a more permanent nature, which we'll be talking about soon. That is going to be including some hop varietals. I'll throw that out there at least. And so I wanted to kind of, since this is the release right before that, have it something that wasn't so similar to the release that we're going to be doing. So we kind of went away from the hops, but we want, you know, it's kind of weird to think about, but our winter in, you know, Lexington, Kentucky region is citrus season in the US of A. And so the freshest of citrus is getting stocked to all of the distributors and your even your local grocery shelves. This is the season to be delving into all the unique, but also just the citrus that you love. It's going to be the best of the year. And so we wanted to stick with the citrus for sure, but we wanted something to kind of ground it in a wintry vibe. So we went with traditional ginger that, I mean, I would say citrus with ginger is probably one of the most popular kombucha flavors that any company or just exists in the industry at large, just some sort of citrus and ginger. But we wanted something that kind of would provide a unique little tie between the two, because with the citrus, you get that spritz, that aromatic, that puckeringness. And then the ginger gives you that kind of juxtaposed little spice factor. But we wanted something that kind of molded those two flavors together. So we just kind of went back and forth for a little while on it and just threw out vanilla, tested it out, and man, it did not disappoint.
Where we were really spitballing is that in between place to kind of ground the citrus and the ginger.
Yes.
Into that. And so we kind of pitched a lot of different ideas. One of them was pineapple. We knew we needed something, a sweetener of some sorts. But I had been having conversations with Trey for the past, like, I don't know, maybe month, because when I first joined Thrive, he had just come out with a dreamsicle
flavor.
And
you haven't stopped talking about it since.
And I have not stopped talking about it since. And we joked about maybe doing it last summer, but we ended up renovating the ocean blue, Big Blue Ocean, and it was just too good to pass up.
Yeah.
But we brought the vanilla back for this one, which was a key note in the dreamsicle. And I was satisfied. I was very, very
happy.
We
made everyone happy.
To have this. Yes, this was a winner, and I am contented now. So I no longer have to go to the store, get some mandarin oranges just for a tray to make me my own individual batch. I will drink this one all on my lonesome, and nobody else will be able to.
Yeah, so you've been talking about that dreamsicle since literally we crafted up that test batch.
It's only because I'm the only person that hasn't forgotten about it. As long as everyone remembers, they want it. Because it sold so fast.
It was definitely one of the top-selling flavors.
Absolutely. The only difference is I never forgot about it because My first week here was the week it sold out, and it never happened again. So it's a pain point. It's a pain point for me.
I'm glad that you look back on your first week at Thrive with that kind of sparkle in your eye.
Should we talk about the fact that I also got burned my first week here?
Did you?
Oh yeah, when I was helping Trey.
Little elbow or arm burn.
Hands.
Oh yeah.
My hands have gotten all of it from being here. So
yeah, that's
they've been burned, cut, all of it.
You make it sound like a hostile work environment. There are many.
I will say it's not the fault of anyone else. Just it's just part of the work hazard. Wear gloves, people.
Wear gloves. There are definitely hazards to a brewery. There are many hot things. There are some sharp things, especially when glass breaks in certain ways.
Yep. Because it was covered in water and it slipped out of your hands and you should have known better. Yep. That'll do it. That'll do it.
But we've recovered and we've become stronger brewers because of it.
That is very true. That is very true. Okay. Back to the topic at hand. So when we were talking about this flavor, I don't know if you want to, if you have something specific to say about this, but you made a comment about, it feels like drinking sunshine. What was that you wrote that you
said
about
it? There's just something about, even though it sounds kind of weird to be consuming fresh citrus, because like when you think about fresh citrus juice, I usually think of like a fresh glass of OJ, which sounds the most appetizing, like a cold glass of OJ in the middle of like a heated time, like the summer or something. But there's something about, I think it's like, at the biological level or something, to where most of us become a little more sun deprived in the winter, more than normal. I would say all of us, because of staying indoors more. And that nice vitamin C boost from the citrus, I think it just draws you. And it just gives your body some nutrients that you're desiring this time of year, like that nice vitamin C that comes from those nice citrus. I mean, so it just kind of, I don't know exactly why, but it just tastes like you're just drinking some sunshine, some like winter sunshine, and it tastes good to look at.
Yeah, it's kind of meeting that nutritional need.
Yeah.
That we're kind of getting less of in the, just based on the season.
Yeah. Definitely. And it's just that yep, nice freshness after the holidays too. Everything's like heavily spiced. Like I would say on this one, it's not heavily gingered. It's just a light ginger.
Yes.
Like I would say the citrus comes through the most prominent, and then you get that vanilla, then you get that ginger. So it's not like a spice forward kombucha. It's just a little bit there to give it a little bit of variance and depth. And it's just after coming out of the holidays where everything's a little oversweetened, everything's a little bit like, you know, spice heavy, like mold spices type of a vibe, just coming out to something that's fresh like this, but super unique. And it's got that kind of liquid sunshine type of a taste is just really refreshing. And it's hit really good.
Yeah. It because of the profiles that it has, you know, yet you do have a little bit of that ginger. It's like you said, it's not too much, but with the citrus and the vanilla, it kind of feels like you're reaching towards spring.
There you go. I like it. I like it.
So yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
And it's always nice to be able to, and something that we try to be cognizant of when we're flavor crafting is to honor the season that you're in, especially regionally, or, you know, even the, just being able to honor the citrus, which is coming on, it's, you know, in its fullest, most delicious form, to be able to kind of honor those ingredients by including them in our release is always awesome. I love to be able to be, like seasonally specific. And so that's something I'm really excited about too, because I mean, these lemons, you weren't there on press day, but they were just phenomenal. And the oranges,
yeah,
me and Trey had a nice little juice shot of that, and they were just phenomenal. So
is there anything else you want to mention about the processing of these? I mean, it's everything we do is cold press, so I don't know if there's anything more.
I mean,
to add to
it's
that.
Just as fresh as you can possibly get. I mean, like we always say, I mean, even while I'm out in these sales calls, it feels so good, especially when I'm meeting with craft artisans, which most of the places I go to are people who are literally the reason these places are here is out of a passion for the actual process and the product. So it's really great to be able to like stand before them in full transparency and just be like, I see what you are doing. I appreciate it and I value it. And I think our products can actually come alongside that craft nature that you've infused into your business and supplement maybe something that would be a nice supplement to your concept. And to be able to just be in full transparency, like, hey, there's no weird extracts or formulations. This isn't some weird blended soda thing, you know, with a catchphrase of kombucha or a healthy beverage. It's like, no, like this is whole fresh pressed ingredients that touch our small team's hands in gloves. And, I always have to throw out that disclaimer and, literally yep. As whole ingredients come through the doors, like fresh lemons, fresh oranges, fresh ginger, and delicious vanilla bean extract, and it goes right into this brew. And it's just like, it's so rewarding to be able to stand with full transparency with that. And even what I love about it is, even if someone doesn't know, the proof is in the taste. I mean, it just, there's nothing like these fresh ingredients and the taste that they produce. I mean, it's just one step away from the ground, and it just, man, it's exciting in that regard.
Let's go.
All right. Well, y'all, sorry about this. We had some technical difficulties. We lost our train of thought, but we're going to try to wrap this baby up. Hopefully it comes out decent. If not, you can always send all those complaints over to info@thrivebrewco.com, and Trevor will send you the nicest reply you've ever received.
It's true.
We appreciate all of you guys for tuning in. Like I said, I'm on a sales trip up here. We're updating our map. Check our regional map feature, where we're picking up more and more retail locations where you can source some locally delivered Thrive Brew, hopefully in a city near you. And if you can't find it and you want to try out some product to see if the podcast is all hype or if there's actually some proof behind the pudding, you can always order our stuff right to your doorstep. We updated our web store at the new year, and we're pretty excited about the new prices we're able to offer and just the overall experience. It's way better.
This flavor is going to be made available on it too.
You better believe it. Order yep. that winter solstice. Oh, I mean sunrise. See, it's already happening. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, man.
yeah, you can definitely order the new flavor. Check it out. See what you think. We always love to hear you guys' thoughts. Yeah, we're going to go over on the Patreon, record some raw takes, talking about flavors that no one needs to create more of. Let's just leave it at that.
Yep.
Over on the raw takes, over on the Patreon, you can check out that down in the show notes. And anything I left out?
Leave us a 5-star review.
Dude, it helps us so much. We're trying to spread the love of the magic of fermentation, especially as it applies to all of our favorite beverage on this podcast. So if you just take some time, it's a free way to support the podcast. Leave us a 5-star review. It helps spread the kombucha love even further. We appreciate each and every one of you that take the time to connect with us on here and listen in. We will see you on the flip side. Cheers, y'all.
Very nice.
Sounds clearer now.
Yeah. Good, good. Yeah, so I'm ready when you are to move over into the hot takes.
Well, what if I'm not ready?
I said I'm ready when you are.
Well, If you can you hear this violence that's happening behind me?
Oh, I hear all of it.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
I'm parked right beside a train track, and I think the Amtrak just flew by. It vibrated the entire new work van. So if you hear a little background noise, that's what it is.
Okay.
But anyhow, we're on here today with a fresh raw take, unpasteurized and unfiltered, as always. But the main concept that I was thinking about when we were thinking about our winter release was just because two of the ingredients in our winter release that we talked about are winter sunrise flavor. You know, we've got lemons in it and we've got ginger in it. And my raw take off that is the world does not need another simple lemon ginger kombucha. It just doesn't need to exist, people. Like, we already have.
Whoa, wait. You're saying two different things. Are you saying we don't need another one or it doesn't need to exist?
We don't need another one.
Okay. All right.
I won't take that hard take because,
yeah.
I mean, if you like lemon ginger kombucha, then that's what you should drink. But what I'm saying is that the world doesn't need another one.
Yeah.
There's already 5,455 different kombucha brews, and there's 5,425 lemon gingers out there. And so we don't need another just plain Jane lemon ginger kombucha. That's my raw take. Do you have any fire back on that?
Not fire back as in to disagree with you. I have a question for you. Have you ever tried, I'm assuming you've tried multiple lemon ginger kombuchas. Have you noticed distinction between the different flavors, like, or the different producers of that specific flavor?
Definitely, because I mean, no brew is created equal, and no dissing on either side of that coin of what's better and worse. It's just you'll have producers that outsource everything and, you know, have everything done out of house. You'll have producers that artificially flavor things or extract flavor things. You'll have people that fresh press things in house. You'll have people that use different styles of lemons. Some people will use Brazilian ginger, some will use Peruvian. And so, like, there is great variance in the brews themselves, but it's probably one of the flavors, some sort of like a plain citrus and a ginger is especially lemon, obviously, because they're most abundant, citrus out there. I've definitely tried my fair share of lemon ginger kombuchas, and not to say that I don't enjoy them. I enjoy that flavor. My raw take though lands in the lane of, as we were creating our new flavor, it didn't need to be another just plain citrus and ginger.
Yeah.
You know, that's one thing we strive to do is create unique beverage experiences with the medium of, you know, living kombucha. And so to do that, we strive to put a little extra something in there. We don't have to go crazy by, you know, sourcing lemons from on top of a hilltop where a family farm has been, you know, for 12 generations and has curated this one lemon tree that has notes of pepper and sweet radish that they've molded into it by the varying compost. So that, you know, we don't have to go to that level, but just something to add a little nuance and fun to the experience itself. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, yes, we believe in all the nutritional power and everything. I mean, living brews for living people to thrive is why we do what we do at Thrive. But we also want to realize the true privilege and fun that it is to be able to create beverage experiences for people. So why not make it amazing and fun and interesting and exciting?
I see. So your main point is, let me make sure I'm understanding you, is it's not so much like this flavor is dumb or citrus and ginger are not a good combo. It's mostly like, it's low hanging fruit. Like if like deuce,
do we need another ice cream company to release a vanilla bean ice cream flavor?
I mean, if you haven't had a really good one, it's not so much, you know, against this combo. It's let's push it a little bit further. Let's make something. Let's create more and more interest. And I think that that makes sense specifically with when you're in a field, specifically like a tasting kind of field. You try lots of things, and you're looking for something more interesting to move things a little bit more forward, and especially with the market with kombucha, it's so easy to just take your kombucha and put a citrus and a ginger together, but add something more, add something unique, add something interesting, add a little twist to it, or something along those lines.
I like your analogy of low hanging fruit. Because
it's so easy.
Because it's fruit.
Yep.
Yeah. Just because that's what that flavor is to me. It's like there is plenty out there and it's your chance. I mean, you're expressing yourself through the art and the medium of kombucha if you're a producer. And so for us, it's like, how do we want that expression to go forward? Just another kind of plain Jane thing? Or would we like to kind of put a special kind of little twist to it? And that's the approach that we like to take. We like to lean heavy into the specialty beverage culture. And so we kind of get off and have a lot of fun being able to add this little extra, you know, pizzazz to our brews. So that's my role take is the world does not need another lemon ginger kombucha. So we won't be the ones to create it.
That's right. Well, that works for me. I just want to throw out here another reminder. So this goes live for our Patreon members before our actual episode does. So I just want to tell our Patreon members, we have our monthly winner this week, and it's Tim.
That's right.
So Tim, please message me so you can get your free 8-pack and we can get you an assortment of customizable goodies sent to you.
Heck yeah, Tim. Congrats, bro. Hope you enjoy the fresh 8-pack. Let us know your thoughts. We always love to hear the feedback from especially our Patreonites.
Absolutely. All right. That's it for me.
All right. Cheers, y'all. Happy brewing to you brewers and happy consuming to you kombucha consumers. We'll see you on the flippity flip.